Welcome to another exciting broadcast day.
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on. 866-901-ADAM. Let's see, a little how say you. Dave Attell's coming in. Tanner Faust, my partner from Top Gear, and also, well, the guy's the number one ranked drifting driver in the U.S., also a rally driver as well. I think he'll be driving at the X Games. He won the X Games last year. In the rally driving, he's the guy Travis Pastrana crashed into just before the finish line. But he does tons of cool races. He does Pike's Peak, which is just a crazy race from the bottom of a hill with a dirt road 12,000 feet up to the top. It's like 15 minutes long, and guys are just basically going sideways all the way up this crazy hill with no guard railing.
Now, that's all well and good, but he is and will be best known as your co-host on Top Gear.
Yes, he will. Right now, he's probably only known in the car world, but I said the rally racing is kind of the coolest.
I was doing some research on him yesterday and came across a car website that was devoting an entire day and column to reviewing the choices for each of the Top Gear hosts, and they spent a whole column on Tanner Faust. They take this stuff really seriously.
Yeah, well,
I said it before, and I say it again. I will never cease to be amazed by the dedication to this show.
Well,
the British version,
Top. Okay, gearheads, car guys, gearheads are a weird dedicated group who, you know, you take a small block Chevy and a small block Ford, they're both V8s, they both have about the same displacement, they both do about the same thing and have the same output, and guys will get in fist fights over it. Are you kidding? The 289 is junk. 350 is a far superior. It's like a fist fight over an orange and a tangerine broke out. You know what I mean? And the guy who liked the orange was like, "Are you high? I would vomit if one section of that tangerine touched my tangerine touched my palate." You know, and it's like
I'd rather get scurvy than eat that tangerine.
Right. Thank you, Bob Dylan. The point is, this: these guys are very hardcore, thank you. Very hardcore guys. And they take their Top Gear seriously because it's the biggest international car show ever. And I don't even bother going on the internet because I already know when they go, "Hey, Adam Carolla is going to be the new guy from Top Gear." 90% of it's going to be, "No way, he's not fit to carry Jeremy's jockstrap. That's the guy who does it out of England." I mean, I am sure it's nothing but negative, as it always is. There's no, this guy's going to replace this guy with anything positive. Hell, I said this many times. When I did Loveline and I took over for Ricky Rackman, people were pedoed, and that was Ricky Rackman. I mean, there's nothing likable about Ricky Rackman.
Well, maybe if you need to buy a car.
That's right, and go down to McKenna VW. That's right. It was explained to me many times he had it and star quality. That's program directors, everybody. All right. And Ricky Rackman, not a bad guy. There's just, if you're going to cry over the replacement of Ricky Rackman, then really could take a plastic Santa Claus and put him behind a mic and get a lot of angry letters if he ever got fired and I replaced him. Ricky Rackman was like, he was on this station, KLSX, for quite some time. That's right. He did Triple R Radio. Did Ricky Rackman Radio.
Triple R?
Triple R Radio. Yeah. It's edgy, isn't it?
What's
edgy?
What's the third R?
Little Enter Sandman playing in the background. Triple R's Ricky Rackman Radio.
Is
what he did.
Right.
Alliteration,
sounds
baby.
Sexy.
Yeah, it's edgy. It's hot.
Hot talk.
It's hot talk. So, I can't believe that guy does not have his own show on Comedy Central. The point is, look, there's nothing wrong with Ricky Rackman. There's just nothing right with Ricky Rackman. Ricky Rackman was just Ricky Rackman. And when I replaced him on Loveline, everyone went ape-ass. Yeah.
I feel like some hot talk is about to start.
That's my
just
point.
Hearing this.
So I knew that when I was chosen to do Top Gear out here in America, that all the international fans would go nuts and probably say it was the worst choice ever. The show, by the way, will be very good. Eric?
Yeah.
You spell your name E-R-I-C-K?
E-R-I-C.
Okay. Just checking. What's up?
Yeah, Top Gear. I noticed the British version, they have a lot of aviation tie-ins.
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys doing a lot of that, sort of mixing with airplanes and so on?
The Top Gear guys get mad at me whenever I say whatever it is we did or whatever, spill any beans, as it were, about anything that I've done, although this entire town gets mad at me every time I say something and then it comes to fruition and then nobody really cares. But that's what this town is. It's a form of narcissism, really, when you think that people care that much, that if, you know, it's the same thing they do in this town every time. I got a great idea for a show. Yeah, what is it? I can't tell you. Thanks, J.O. Thanks. No, nobody cares. But so nobody cares. I can't tell you. I've had 200,000 conversations where I've been yelled at about talking about something that I shouldn't have been talking about. What are you thinking? And you don't say that. And nothing ever comes of any of it. Ever. We live in a crazy narcissistic town and everyone goes nuts over nothing. And I sort of blame lawyers and or publicists. Publicists are to entertainment what lawyers are to society. Lots of you can't do that. What are you doing? No, you're going to get in trouble. You then nothing ever really would have happened. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
So I can't say it, but I will say there is something involving an airplane that is quite grand and visually spectacular. Some of the best stuff you've seen. The show overall, some of the best stuff you've ever seen as far as how it's shot.
You're happy with it, how it's going.
Yes, I'm not an overseller. I'm not somebody who says it's a 9 when it's a 6. I'm telling you, this show is spectacular. So, and I'm my side of it and the talent side of it is fine. Everyone's doing a decent job. It's really how the show is shot.
And you've said in the past, it's going to be exactly like the BBC version in terms of the content, how it's shot, the look, all
yes,
of that.
Yes, maybe bigger. But yes, if you see the BBC version, you'll see how well it's shot.
Have you ever been to the Reno Air Aces?
No, I have not, but I was at the Paris Air Show 1 year ago. That's right. Trumped you with a little international flavor. And by the way, Dexter Holland from The Offspring,
mm-hmm.
he has jets. He even has a military jet. And I think he invited me out to the Reno Air Races, which is about the hairiest thing you can do. If you ever watch guys who do air racing, it is the scariest, hairiest sport. I mean, it makes NASCAR look like curling in the danger department.
All right.
Well, they only ran the race once a year, and 3 people died right there last year.
Well, there you go.
Dexter also has hot sauce.
Yeah.
What does this entail?
Well, I'll tell you what entails because I'm tired of listening, Eric.
He won't
shut up.
Yeah.
Well, he does have a little weird lag time before answering a question.
Yeah, he's too Mississippi, Eric. Yeah. Let me say this. The Reno,
I
like that.
The Reno air races or any air races, you put a pylon, you know, several miles apart, and then guys in modified P-51 Mustangs race around it. The problem is when you race around it, you're 50 feet off the ground. And when you turn a plane and you turn a P-51 Mustang or whatever plane they're racing, it's all aileron. There's no rudder. The plane doesn't do this. The plane doesn't turn. It banks.
Yeah.
It just literally turns on its side and it goes up 90 degrees. So imagine you're just whipping around in a plane as fast as you can, 35 to 50 feet off the ground. If anything goes wrong for a millisecond, if there's any contact between you and the plane in front of you, it's catastrophic. If it happens in NASCAR, if you and the car in front of you make some contact, you go into a wall. Yeah. You have a cage built around you. You spin out. This is catastrophic, and it's immediate. Boom.
Well, this could be the most dangerous sport in the world.
It could be.
Three people die.
Eric?
Yeah.
Oh, one Mississippi.
Is it the most dangerous? You think it's the... Did I do it justice?
Yeah, it is. It is. I mean, they're traveling anywhere between 450 and 500 miles an hour, 20 feet apart. So, yeah, any kind of control problems, buffeting, any of that kind of thing, and you basically go right into the ground.
How high?
And there's
off,
a couple of times last year they didn't even. They still don't really know the causes. These things happen so fast that, you know, it could have been a momentary control problem, or could have hit a downdraft.
How low do they get to the ground? Because I know it's not that low.
Anywhere between 150 and, say, 40 feet.
Yeah. So if you're 40 feet above the ground and you're going 500 miles an hour and just anything happens, you're immediately into the ground.
What's the wingspan of those planes? It can't be much more than 40 feet.
No, it's probably a little bit less than...
They clip them down, so yeah, it's less than that.
Are they flying Mustangs mainly?
Mustangs, Sea Furies, Bearcats.
Yeah, they are.
Now, to Mississippi, Eric, how do you know so much about this?
I've been involved with it for a long time.
Mm-hmm. All right, well...
It's quite a thing.
What month is it?
What's that?
What month does the race hold?
Oh, it's in September. Yeah,
all
September
right.
12th through the 16th.
All right, I'm going down there with Dexter.
Take some Gringo Bandito.
I think you'll enjoy it.
Good times. Yeah, we got to give his hot sauce a plug. I was just dumping it all over my eggs.
Is it good? I have some at home.
I must say, first off, I'm now discovering hot sauce. I've moved. No, don't be snobby. I was a Tabasco-y guy a little while, but that's a watery hot sauce.
Yeah, vinegar-based.
And then also, I was a salsa guy for a while, but that's almost like adding another fruit or vegetable to the plate.
Yeah,
you know
chunky.
What I mean? Now I go with the hot sauce.
Nice.
And Dexter, as I was saying, lead singer from The Offspring, was over hanging out the other day. And he was explaining to me that he makes a hot sauce. And I said, why do you make a hot sauce? He's the whitest man alive, but he's in love with this sort of Latino culture. And he said, I had a nanny, and she was and this is an interesting thing. He said, she was a great employee. And when my kid went off to college, I didn't have anything to do with her. But good employees are few and far between, and you don't want to just cut them loose.
Her.
And also, and this is the message I want to send everyone, be a good employee. Don't be a good nanny. Don't be a good carpenter. Don't be a good fill-in-the-blank school bus driver, whatever. Be a good employee, and then be good at your job second. There's a lot of people that are like, hey, man, I'm a great whatever, fill-in-the-blank. Yeah, but your attitude sucks. Your attendance is spotty. You're not as good at what you say you do as you are. I like the people that can sort of separate their attendance from what their job is. Like, hey, man, when I do show up, on the off chance I show up sober, I'm great at fill in the blank. Well, maybe you're not so great, because part of it is showing up every day at the same time.
Right.
So when you do find those people, you know what I'm talking about, the salt of the earthers. They're just like, you know, and these people dilute themselves with the, it's like Fat Tad when he worked on this show. He's a horrible employee. He's just horrible. And he goes from crappy job to crappy job. And he's never, he's always getting, and if you ever talk to him, it's always, oh man, boss has it out for me.
He's late. Get out of mom's house.
Got ass canned from another job. What happened? I don't know. Guy just don't like me. You know what I mean? It's always the same thing versus the people who we work with now who, you know, anything they do, they give it 100%. And you know, my assistant Jay would make a good pool man. He would make a good porn star.
Wait a second. He is
gay.
Very cute.
He would make a great
good lawyer.
Great bottom.
Yeah.
That remains
He's
to be
gay.
Seen. He's training. He'd make a, you know, C+ assistant. He
good scruffy guy extra in a movie?
Yeah, no, but when you apply, you know, there are those people that's just when they do well, they do well. Dexter from The Offspring is that kind of guy. It's like when he's not creating great rock songs and playing as sold out arenas, he's making great hot sauce. Like if he applies himself, if he goes, here's what I want to do, then boom, that comes out. And I swear to you, the guy's a rock star. The guy lives in like deep Orange County. And I said, come over around noon on Wednesday and I'll give you a tour and we'll look at the cars. I'll buy you some Mexican food. And he said, fine. 12:01. he pulled up my driveway. Like, I mean, was not 40 seconds late. This is L.A.
And
this is driving from Orange County in a, by the way, in a vintage American automobile, by the way. This is driving the furthest you can drive in Los Angeles with traffic being God knows what. I said noonish. He pulled up at 12:01. I mean, he probably pulled up at 11:59, sat in front of my house for 45 seconds before he rang the buzzer. He's just a guy who gets things done. And he had a maid or nanny who got things done. And when it was time for the daughter to leave, he wanted to create something with her. So he sat down in the kitchen. He invented a hot sauce.
Just he and his former nanny.
He and his former
now
nanny.
Now partner in hot sauce making.
Right.
And you say it's excellent.
Yeah. Now, not to sound like an ass kisser, I don't know how you can F up hot sauce.
Yeah.
To be honest.
But some are better than others.
And this is better than others. And I got to tell you, if you're going the sort of low frills, semi-diet route, like, well, I'm going to have the eggs poached instead of scrambled with peppers and when butter and all that kind of stuff. I'm just going to poach some eggs. Hit them with a couple shots of the hot sauce. Nothing
Put
better.
Put hot sauce on everything. Put it on your burgers. That's the way to go, man.
Yeah, really, anything, any protein, it will help. I think that's the message. All right, quick break. Many of your questions. We'll talk to you next.
That's pimpish.
This is the Adam Carolla Show.